This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 484 for Wednesday, July 20th. I'm Phil Frantz-Warkentin. ICE Futures canola contracts were weaker on Wednesday, seeing a continuation of yesterday's slide. The November contract down $23 at $816 per ton. Relatively favorable prairie crop conditions weighed on prices, with the lack of significant production concerns for the time being, keeping end users on the sidelines or only buying on a scale-down basis. Manitoba's canola crop was rated 60% good to excellent in the latest provincial report, with 50 to 60% of the crop in the blooming stage of development. Losses in outside markets, including Chicago soy oil and European rapeseed, put additional spillover pressure on canola. In the U.S., soybeans and corn were lower while wheat ended mixed. Soybeans pressured by relatively favorable Midwestern weather, with the November contract down 26 cents at $13.32 per bushel. The latest forecasts now call for increased chances of rain over the next few weeks, with temperatures not quite as high as the models had been predicting earlier. Chart-based fund selling was a feature as speculators continued to liquidate long positions. However, solid export demand on the other side did provide some support. The USDA reported private export sales of 136,000 tons of soybeans to China this morning, with more business expected to show up in the days ahead. Corn, also pressured by the Midwestern weather, although recent heat likely did some damage to the yield potential. The September contract down 4 cents at $5.92 per bushel. Yesterday's move below $6 was bearish from a technical standpoint, encouraging additional selling. Weekly ethanol data showed refiners in the U.S. were producing just over a million barrels of the renewable fuel a day during the past week, up slightly from the previous week but behind last year's level. Wheat, it ended mixed in choppy activity. Minneapolis down 5 cents in the September contract at $9.23 per bushel, while the winter wheat's holding on to small gains. Kansas City up a penny in September at $8.70.5 per bushel. Chicago wheat up 7 cents in the September contract at $8.19. Wheat traders are still trying to get a better handle on the export situation out of Ukraine, with talks between Russia and Turkey this week on opening a corridor through the Black Sea showing no real resolution. Egypt, it canceled its latest tender, citing high prices. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, July 20th. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz-Warkentin. That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.